This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, I'm getting a lot of tweets. If you would please follow me at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter. Becca Spear just tweeted, if someone's wrong about me on Twitter, a hashtag Twitter storm is not worth elevated blood pressure. Okay, most of the time I would agree with that, but sometimes, man, that's like therapy. To just go off and beat someone's behind on Twitter. Yeah, sometimes that's good times. Sometimes. I can't do it all the time, but sometimes. Let's see. Inseparable tweeting at Doc Thompson Show. Let me translate. Diversity equals not white. Hashtag progressive logic. I can't disagree with that. You're right. And that seems to be what the media has done here with the back and forth between Donald Trump and John Lewis, because they all wrote similar headlines that really didn't tell you what the problem is. Why is it newsworthy? And yet the headline was written in such a way to make you upset, to offend you about certain things. They basically filled in the blanks. There was the same template, and they just kind of filled in the blanks. Media writing today is apparently like Mad Libs. No, I just figured this out. It's media Mad Libs. They all have the basic format and structure of what they're going to say. Donald Trump is bad in this case. John Lewis is a hero. And then they just fill in the blanks. That's it. It's all done. It's media Mad. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So Cal is spinning the dials for us radio style in Dallas, Texas today at Mercury Studios. And Chris Cruz is helping out on the phones, 888-727-BECK. Gentlemen, I'm going to need your help with this. So first of all, Cal, give me an adjective that means like arrogant or insensitive.
Unfeeling. How about unfeeling?
Okay, unfeeling. All right, unfeeling. Now give me a verb meaning like to attack or something like that.
Let's do punish.
Punish, unfeeling, punish. Okay, and now give me a noun meaning like important, like a person, you know, is an important.
Important, groundbreaker.
Okay, good. All right, now Chris Cruz is on the phones. Give me an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive, something like that.
Okay, let's see, supercilious?
Wow, not the big.
That's
the
big like word.
The ACT
I know,
words
you. I'm
there.
I'm using my
wow.
$5 words today, guys.
Give me a verb that means like to attack somebody.
To attack someone. How about carpet bomb?
Oh, okay, good. Now give me something that means like an important person.
Oh, that's easy. VIP.
Oh, very important. Okay. So here's what the media does. I'm going to plug your words in here. Cal, unfeeling Donald Trump punishes civil rights groundbreaker John Lewis.
That came out then, good.
Right. And then Chris, same thing, you just plug him in. Supercilious Donald Trump, carpet bomb, civil rights VIP John Lewis.
Hey, it fits.
That's essentially what they did, because NBC wrote, Trump decries civil rights icon John Lewis, sparking backlash. And then the AP wrote, Trump unleashes Twitter attack against civil rights legend. And Bloomberg had Trump slams John Lewis, civil rights champion. And then NPR tweeted, or I had a headline, Trump attacks civil rights hero as all talk after he questioned his legitimacy. AL.com, which is, but they're just plugging in. So we went civil rights icon, legend, champion, hero. That's all they did. It's media Mad Libs here. AL.com is Alabama, the state. AL.com. Their headline is, in feud with John Lewis, Trump attacks one of the most respected people in America. Did you guys know that John Lewis is one of the most respected people in America?
That's news to me.
I got to tell you, he doesn't make my top 100 list. Nothing wrong with him, but he doesn't make that list. So let's try this again, guys, now that you got the template down here. So, Cal, give me another word, an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive.
An adjective, how about hardened?
Hardened. Okay. Now give me a verb meaning to attack or something like that.
Trying to get creative here. How about body slam?
All right. Now give me something that means like important. A noun means you're important.
Like you're important. You know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Let's do guru.
Hardened Donald Trump slams civil rights guru John Lewis. Cal, you could write for the New York Times.
Seriously, I forget about it.
All right, Chris, give me an adjective meaning arrogant or insensitive.
Okay, let's do another $5 word. Callous?
That's only like 250, but okay. Give me a verb meaning attack.
Attack. Well, let's put some triggers out there. Gun down.
Right. How about a noun meaning important?
Well, it is Donald Trump, so let's put kingpin in there.
Okay. Callous Donald Trump guns down civil rights kingpin John Lewis. Wow.
We could all write for the Times.
I think that's more like a Vox one. You got the gun down in there. All right, Cal, here we go. Give me that first word again, that adjective. Give me the adjective.
Adjective, what were we trying to describe?
It was insensitive.
Okay, insensitive. Dark soul.
Oh, okay. He's a dark soul. Give me like a verb. I'm going to attack.
We're using all the ones that I know here. I got to try to dig deep.
Okay, just think about it.
Attack, fight, slice and dice.
Ooh, and something that means, the noun that means like important.
Important, knows what he's talking about. Let's go. Zen master. He's a Zen master.
Dark soul Donald Trump slices and dices civil rights Zen master John Lewis. Absolutely, it works. Absolutely. All right, Chris, one more time for you. Give me an adjective.
All right, so we're talking about Donald Trump, right?
Right, right. Something insensitive.
All right, how about douche?
All right, now give me the verb. What did he do?
I like this one. Wedgie.
All right. And I give you a noun.
And John Lewis, you know, I like the guy. So let's put him on virtuous.
Oh, virtuoso. Yeah. There you go. Douche. Donald Trump gives a wedgie to civil rights virtuoso John Lewis.
Perfect.
That's all they did here.
Just put a piece of paper up on the wall with different adjectives and throw darts at it.
Throw the darts at it. That's it. So Time magazine had the headline, Donald Trump slams civil rights rep John Lewis for critical comments. I mainly included Time because I can't believe they're still around. So I was okay. CBS, their headline was Trump blasts civil rights icon John Lewis in Twitter attack. I mainly included CBS because I can't believe they're still around. I mean, who would have thunk it? So you had a lot of the different headlines that roll out that way. Now, what is their point in all of that? They're just plugging in the words. The first part, something negative about Trump. Then he did something horrible. He slammed, he attacked, he went after, sliced and diced. And then finally, what wonderful word can we use to describe John Lewis, forgetting anything bad that he may have ever done? Civil rights icon, hero, legend, champion. So you had a bunch of people that were just tweeting that out. And then some other news outlets. And when I say news in this case, I want you to picture me making the little air quotes because I'm not really sure it's news. The LA Times had a headline about this that says, Trump kicks off Martin Luther King weekend with a disparaging tweet against civil rights icon John Lewis. Oh, they amped it up there a little bit. He didn't just attack the civil rights icon John Lewis. He kicked off Martin Luther King weekend with a disparaging tweet against that icon. The funny thing is, when they wrote a story about John Lewis, who started the little feud, they wrote, Rep. John Lewis speaks out against Trump's divisive rhetoric during LA visit. See, he was doing something good. He was standing up to Trump. When he spoke his mind, that was a positive thing. But when Trump did, well, that's bad. The Guardian, which is out of the UK, their headline, Donald Trump starts MLK weekend by attacking civil rights hero John Lewis. Guardian has hero, okay. But they also got an MLK weekend. They made sure to get that in. The New York Times had Donald Trump criticizes John Lewis, one of the original Freedom Riders, on the eve of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So, they got in original Freedom Rider. Not enough to be a hero or a champion of civil rights. Mind you, reminder, he was a Freedom Rider. And also on MLK weekend. Wasn't it just a day? When did it become a weekend? The New York Daily News has Donald Trump cancels Martin Luther King Day visit to National African American History Museum. Ah, he's gone above and beyond attacking John Lewis. He's actually canceling trips to black museums. See what a horrible person he is. Then you had some creativity on the parts of some of the other news outlets where they start taking it slightly different ways. For example, the Washington Post, they wrote, Trump's feud with John Lewis echoes a long, difficult relationship with African Americans. Oh, it goes beyond the Freedom Riders and MLK weekend. This goes back forever. A long, difficult relationship. The Washington Post opinion page had a headline, Trump's attack on Lewis is the essence of narcissism. They didn't put in Lewis being an icon or a hero or a guru or a Zen master. Nope, just Trump is the essence of narcissism. Speaking of essence, Essence magazine had a headline about this. Civil rights icon John Lewis attacked by Donald Trump during MLK weekend. I mean, they really took it up. This icon, John Lewis, was attacked by Donald Trump during MLK weekend. I mean, I don't think our first reaction is physically attacked, violence, but the way it's written, civil rights icon John Lewis attacked by Donald Trump. All right, so you're probably thinking, well, yeah, Doc, these are a bunch of liberal organizations, right? A bunch of liberal, progressive outlets. They're, of course, they're going to be biased. Well, let's see what Fox News carried. At least one of their headlines, Fox News politics page online, had this. Democrats, celebrities, and Republicans defend Democratic Rep. Lewis after Trump's tweets. That was Fox News to show you that the Democrats, the celebrities, and Republicans are all standing with John Lewis against that scumbag Donald Trump. That was Fox News. You had some other outlets out there that wanted to make sure that people knew that there are people standing with John Lewis, and some of them are even Republicans. Like The Hill had a headline. GOP Senator slams Trump. John Lewis's talk changed the world. He slammed Trump because John Lewis's talk changed the world. Who is that Republican senator? Ben Sasse. Now, I didn't see all of Ben Sasse's comments, but if he left it right there, then he's wrong. If that's all he said, he's wrong. If he just slammed Trump in this and only defended John Lewis, he's wrong. I know he doesn't like Donald Trump. As I told you, I didn't support Donald Trump. But John Lewis is also wrong here. Let's see, from Raw Story, whatever that is, their headline, ex-RNC head Michael Steele slams Trump for Lewis tweets. Quote, Trump has never walked the walk. What? What walk are you? What do you do? Walk the Selma? What do you mean by that? The Tampa Tribune had Trump's feud with civil rights icon John Lewis could be harbinger of new hyper-partisanship. Okay. So we have not been hyper-partisan until now. This is it. All of that stuff with Obama, everybody like that nut that used to be on MSNBC. The Keith guy, Olbermann. Not him melting down every night for 8 years against George W. Bush. We weren't hyper-partisan then. We all treated each other with great respect, and we certainly were not partisan. It's just now with Donald Trump, this is the harbinger of new hyper-partisan. Let me get back with more on the Glenn Beck Program.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Hey there, it's Doc Thompson. We're running down some of the headlines of various news outlets and organizations and how they handled the feud between Representative John Lewis and President-elect Trump. Vox had, John Lewis is the last person Donald Trump should be picking a fight with right now. Okay, can you think of anybody else that would be a worse person to pick a fight with? Cal, anybody on the planet that we shouldn't pick a fight with? Who shouldn't we fight with? Who would be really bad? Like, is there anybody that you could think of whatsoever beyond John Lewis?
That Trump should pick a fight with?
That he shouldn't. Who shouldn't he pick a? Because he's saying John Lewis is the last person Trump should pick a fight with. I can think of a couple of other people like Vladimir Putin.
He doesn't seem to want to fight him.
The head of China?
Iran?
I don't think we want to pick a fight with him. I'm not sure we want to pick a fight with any of them. But according to Vox, we can pick fights with any of them as long as it's not John Lewis. That would be bad. Does John Lewis have nukes in his basement? Is that what it is? He's like, he'll drop them. He will absolutely light those nukes up.
Ninja assassin?
Maybe that's what it is. They're like, hey, you can go ahead and pick a fight with a former KGB agent, but not John Lewis. Ninja assassin with nukes in his basement. The Hollywood Reporter, whatever that is, they had a headline, Trump tweet sends John Lewis book sales soaring.
They should really be thanking him.
He really should. And this is your angle on all of that. They're like, you know, his book sales are doing great. You know, that's kind of a slam at Trump. You're helping him out here. That's kind of rubbing his nose in it. But yeah, you're right. Trump can call me anything. He can call me absolutely anything as long as I make money off of it. He can call me the worst things you can imagine as long as I'm making money. I don't have a book. Oh, I have the website, Cal, DNC Trophies, dnctrophy.com. Maybe I could get Trump to talk about that.
You should tweet at him and maybe, I don't know, anger him in some way so he can.
I don't care what. Yeah, anger, whatever it takes. Just get. No, dnctrophy.com. It's my site. We sell trophies and I make money off of it. But this is the one we told you about a couple of weeks ago when I was in for Glenn, where you got the little snowflakes that can't deal with the election. Well, that's because they're the participation trophy generation, and they're not used to winning and losing like we are. We play the game. You win, you lose. You deal with it, right? They're not used to it. So you go to dnctrophy.com, and you buy them a little a participation trophy that says, hey, participated in the 2016 election, and then they're going to be okay with it. No, because if you had fun, you won. That's the mantra we told them over the years. So you buy that little snowflake a trophy. It's like 12 bucks or something like that, 12 and a half. And make them feel a little bit better just in time for the inauguration. DNCTrophy.com. But yeah, if I can get Trump to do it, maybe send it to Trump. I would love for him to say, buy a snowflake a trophy. Man, that would be great. And call Doc a dirtbag. Fine, Donnie, do it. Just make me some money.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear what you have to say. The number, 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. It's Doc Thompson in for Glenn today. Let's go to the phone calls now. How about the Buckeye State, line 17? Kathy, how are you? Oh, Kathy's gone. All right, let's go to the Commonwealth of Virginia. And Jared, thanks for holding. How are you? Hey, Jared.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Colin basically was just, your original question was what was so wrong with Trump's tweet. And I think it really goes back to the second part of Trump's tweet, which said Congressman John Lewis should spend more time fixing up, and he kind of criticized his district. But then at the end, he said, all talk, talk, no action or results, sad. And I think that that was the main thing that a lot of progressives have latched on and have taken out of context to then criticize the legacy and the civil rights legacy of John Lewis. And it's kind of an unfortunate series of events where, you know, John Lewis is absolutely in the wrong for questioning the legitimacy as a sitting congressman of the president just, 5 days before the inauguration.
Right.
But then you got Trump, who's saying somewhat incorrect things about his district. It would make a lot more sense if John Lewis, like some other people have commented, was from Chicago or Detroit. It would make total sense. I think everybody would understand, hey, this guy's talking, but his district is, you know, and it would be more clear what Trump's intention was. But here with him saying talk, no actions or results. I mean, this guy, he is a icon. I mean, with the civil rights and no disrespect to our, you know, Congressman John Lewis, but he has done a lot with his actions. But again, this is all being taken out of context to the original dispute that was between Trump and John Lewis on this particular issue of legitimacy of the presidency.
Do you think the talk part that he's no action, do you think the people that are really bothered by this, all those headlines I shared, are they bothered because Trump is saying John Lewis is no, there's no action, he's all talk, and they think he's talking about the civil rights movement? They're like, oh, he did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, they are putting it back to the civil rights. In this statement, John Lewis is saying, you know, the president is illegitimate, that because Russia, you know, interfered is what he calls it, which we can, that's a whole, kind of a whole different discussion, but that he's illegitimate. And then Trump's basically just saying, you know, oh, he's just talking, you know, his district's in terrible shape. You should spend more time focusing on his district rather than criticizing me, you know, falsely. But unfortunately, his district isn't terrible, as, you know, Trump kind of tweeted. So it is kind of unfortunate for Trump in this situation.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Jared. I really appreciate you sharing today from Virginia. You might be right. Maybe they're hearing it and they hear or see the tweet and they hear and think Trump is saying John Lewis has never done anything. But he's talking about his district. If Trump says your district's in bad shape, blah, 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 whether it is or not, he's clearly talking about the district. To say you're all talk, no action, that type of thing, he's talking about the district. Civil rights is not a part of this at all. Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend or day today is not a part of this at all. Did it happen on that day? Yeah. I mean, if he had put it out there on September 17th, would it be Donald Trump attacks John Lewis, civil rights icon, on Constitution Day? No. They're trying to make the narrative about race. They're desperately trying to make it that way. If you tweet your district is in bad shape, whether it is or not, and then say you're all talk and no action, it clearly means about the district. Now, if they want to take it back and say he's all talk and no action and Trump doesn't understand he's a civil rights icon and he's done all this stuff, I would say you're right. John Lewis did do some good. However, there's something being lost. Anybody who's criticizing Trump for this and trying to make it about race, that was a long time ago. Not that it wasn't good, not that he didn't do good. It was the 60s. You're talking 50 years ago. Not only do I think people are right to criticize you when you do wrong, even after you've done great good, at some point, you got to stop playing that card and living on past glory. John Lewis wants to play that card, the civil rights freedom rider card. I'm not taking anything away from him. He did do those things. I told you, I would have marched with him. I believe in the things that he was fighting for, at least in name, equality, not what he ended up doing as a member of Congress. That was just a progressive agenda, really. It's not about equality, it's not about that. But the civil rights movement and equality, absolutely. I would have been an abolitionist back in the day. I would have been working in the Underground Railroad. That's how passionately I feel about that. Everything I am and do and believe gets funneled through a couple of filters. When everything gets muddy and crazy and nuts and confusing and too many variables, I always take it through a couple of filters. For me personally, in the way I want to operate, through the filter of my faith. The way the world ought to operate, through the filter of one word. Freedom. That we all have the God-granted right of free will and should be able to make the choices and decisions for our lives. And anybody standing against anybody else doing that, anybody infringing their rights and others' rights, is an abomination to me. I can't stress enough how much I despise that. It makes my blood boil. When I think of that fat little butterball in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and his father and grandfather, and the way they treat people and oppress them and keep their freedoms, I go through the roof. Because they're oppressing people, their freedoms. That's what I believe. But I don't think John Lewis believes that. I think at some point along the way, he liked the attention. Not that he didn't do something good. Of course he did. Amazing. He put himself out there. Good for you. But somewhere along the way, it became about his power. He became the Honorable John Lewis. And who doesn't like to be adored, especially when they say you're fighting for civil rights, what some people believe is the greatest fight you could fight today. For 40 years, John Lewis has worked for government, got paid well, and lived off of tax dollars. For 40 years, he made double, triple, quadruple what the average American makes. For 40 years of his 77 years, more than half of his life has been spent in a cushy job. Did he earn that? Maybe. Maybe, working out there, that's fine. But don't tell me you're still fighting that fight today. John Lewis didn't get clubbed yesterday. It was 50 years ago. And then after that, in the 70s, he went into office. He started running for office. At one point, he ran for Congress and lost. He then got appointed by the Carter administration to work in some cushy government jobs. Kind of a little payback there, helping the peanut farmer from Georgia, your fellow statesman, get elected president. 1981 then, John Lewis got elected to Atlanta City Council. Before eventually running for Congress in 1987. And winning. For 30 years, John Lewis has been the honorable representative John Lewis. 30 years. Currently making just shy of $180,000 a year. And the average American makes about 40. Over four times what the average American makes. I tried to find out what his net worth is. Can't find it. You can look up online, you just can't find it like you can find other people's. I saw one that said his net worth was $10,000. He has books that he's written. He sits on boards. He does all of this stuff. And has a base salary in Congress, $180,000 a year. Is that somebody who's still truly fighting for the average person? He's in touch with what the average person goes through? No. It's just easy to be the progressive. It's easy to be the progressive out there that just says, oh, everybody's suffering, and the solution is take it from somebody else and give it to them. Which is exactly what dictators do. They dictate that somebody has too much and therefore must give it to somebody else. And that's morally wrong. They want to live in a world where it's morally right, and it is not. John Lewis is still living in 1965. He's fighting a war that's been over for years. He's fighting a war that he won. But he's still living there because it benefits him. It gets him elected. It gets him in, gets him admiration, and it gets him money and power. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We have one. The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
Bunch of tweets coming in as well. If you would, please follow at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter, at Doc Thompson Show. Phil tweeting, that caller was wrong. I live in an Atlanta burb, and know the 5th Congressional District has really bad neighborhoods. Yeah, Phil, it does. I mean, I don't live there. I've been to Atlanta many, many times. I'll be flying through Atlanta on my way to D.C. this week, because I'm going to head to the inauguration to do some coverage. But I've driven through, spent time there, stayed there, interviewed there, all kinds of things. I am vaguely familiar. I've done some research. It has some really good parts. In general, the Atlanta area is booming. It also has some really bad neighborhoods. You're right. I mean, it's not free from criticism of crime. Absolutely not. I would say, in general, it's in better shape than some of the others we've mentioned, like Detroit, where I've also lived. Detroit's rough right now. It's, you know, long history, but it's not doing great. Brian Knoll tweeting, let's see here, at Doc Thompson Show is one of the most principled men you'll ever hear on the radio, hands down. Wow. I didn't even pay him to say that. What's going on there? Is he wanting something from me?
Is he lying or? I mean, is he a...
I don't know.
Does he owe you money or?
I don't know. Maybe that's like a pen name or something.
Family hostage?
Not that I know of. I mean, I stopped taking hostages. I think of the ones I still have. No, Brian Knoll, that's not a name I know. Not as far as hostages go. Wow, that's interesting. Well, it's nice. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Maybe it means another doctor. Oh, you know what it is? Sometimes you type in a name and you get the wrong one on Twitter. I mean, mine's a verified account, at Doc Thompson Show. Maybe he just assumed that was like some other Doc Thompson, like some guy that's like handing out money on the street in his neighborhood helping poor people.
delivering babies and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Chris Cruz tweeting, hashtag what I learned today. Georgia's 5th congressional district has been represented by a Democrat in all but 11 of the last 170 years. That's right. This is one of the most Democratic districts in the history of America. Since 1845, every year they have been represented by a Democrat, except 11 years. Out of 170 years, Democrat rule, except for 11 of them. Those 11 years, two of them, it wasn't even a Republican. It goes so far back. I think it was, what was the party? Unionists? One of the lesser known parties during the Civil War? So only 9 of the last 170 years were represented by a Republican. It's incredible. And it's broken up. It's not even like one guy had a pretty good run for, you know, like 6-7 years. I think the longest a Republican has held it maybe for 4. It's amazing. 30 of those 170 years, it was John Lewis. So, yeah. Democrats know this is theirs. It's an automatic win. Let's not forget, also, you have down in that area, you have Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson also represents part of the area, too. That's right. All right, if you would, please tweet at Doc Thompson Show. That's at Doc Thompson Show. We'll take some of your calls as well. 888-727-BECK. Also, coming up, while you slept, President Obama released another 10 prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. Another 10 released.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.